want to give a quick chazar about some of the sages that we learned last week, and expand on it, and go through what we learned, incorporate what we learned this week. We mentioned last week, there's a machloikas rishonim, as to what happens if someone is making a noise in his house, in his own private house, that disturbs his neighbor, his peace and tranquility. He can't function in his house. We gave an example, a person wants to play drums in his own house, which is next to the neighbor, it's obviously going to disturb him. There's a machlokes rishonim as to whether or not koil by itself is considered a mazik or not. We mentioned from the Ramban, the Rashba, Tosfos, other rishonim, and this is the way there are more paskins, lemaisa, that koil by itself, if the only thing that's disturbing his neighbor is the noise by itself, noise is not considered a mazik that you're able to stop your neighbor from making in his own private house. The mechaber was nimshach hachadas of the Ramban, argues on this. The Mechaber's shita is that one has a right to be ma'akev, his neighbor, for making noise. But the Mechaber agrees that if the person did this for an extended period of time, said Machlokes, as to how long it is in order to call him a muchzik, some hold it's miyad, the fact that he did it a few times without him being moich on him, some hold that you need actually 3 years for this, but the Machlokes had to learn what's considered a muchzik. But the Mokum, where the person's a muchzik, then you have no right to be ma'akev him from going ahead and continuing to make that noise. But in B'makum, he's coming l'chatchila to go ahead and to make that noise, you have a right to go ahead to be ma'akev that person. That's if the hezek is only noise by itself. What happens with the hezek is from the chnos and the yaitzim, people are coming and going. So that's the ratio of the Mishnah, chanusha v'chotzer, yachalim ches b'yodai. You have a right to be ma'akev someone from opening up a store in his chotzer. Because there's a concept of being a mazik from the chnosim, the yoytzim, people coming and going, if that's what's disturbing you, then one has a right to ma'ak. And we said, traditionally this comes up, people want to open up small shops in their house. It could be a shetel ma'ak, a jewelry store, people sell baby clothing, sfarim. People try having these small stores within their house. So there is a chanus shebechotzer, one has the ability to be ma'ak if someone from opening up such a type of a store. Because there's a hezek, people are coming and going, and we said even though the Lashon Mishnah is any yochalisha, and he can't sleep as a result of that, it's lavdafka, shina, it disturbs his ability to enjoy the privacy of his own house. So one has the right to mark if someone's from opening up such a store in his own private house. Right, so that's where we left off last week. We left off last week as to what are we talking about? The Mishnah used the Lashon chanus shebechotzer. One is the ability to stop someone who was in a chotzer. We said there's three different type of areas that we're going to discuss. There's a concept of a chotzer, which is generally applicable in an apartment building, or a place where it has a shared courtyard, where there's a common area which the people are passing through in order to get to this store. That's one area. There's a called a chotzer, and there's a mavui, which is generally the way our houses are set up, that there's every house is leading onto a main street, and that street is a thoroughfare, people could go, anyone could come down that street and use it. And there's a in between, which is a mavi she'ena mefulish, which is that like basically a cul-de-sac, a dead-end street, where people who are on that block have something to do on that block. It's not used as a way to get from one place to another place, it's meant to the people who are on that block are because they have to be there. So now the pashas of the Mishnah use the lashon of chanus shebechotzer, is that it's limited the ability that one has to stop someone and prevent someone from opening up a store in the neighborhood is dafka when it's chanus shebechotzer, where the person is opening it not just on your block and you're nervous that he's going to take away public parking on the street. He's actually opening it up in your chotzer, and you're going to be disturbed by the fact that he's coming through your chotzer, which you jointly have a shutras with him, and he's coming through that chotzer. That's the only time you have a right to be ma'ak of him. Now the Mechaber Paskin is not like this. The Mechaber Paskin in Sif Aleph says, Echad b'nei ha-movi she'ena mefulish. If you have someone from a movi she'ena mefulish, which is the middle darga, which is a like the cul-de-sac or a dead end street, the Yesh Omerim. So he says like this, Shabikish lasis reifa y uman, a seifish taurus, and melamatinaikis, limit she'ena shotarin. This is basically this halacha. The Mechaber is talking about opening up a store. So the Mechaber says that it's going even in a case where it's a movi she'ena mefulish. There is the one has the ability to. Now, even though the Mishnah uses the lashon of chotzer, the Ram is coming from the fact that there's a brisa, there's a machlokes in the gersoyes, the brisa, there is one gers in the brisa that says that they use the lashon of mavi. So the Rambam has obviously went with that girsa, and the Rambam holds that that one has the ability to prevent someone from opening up a store in a case where it's a mavish einam, a foolish. There one has the ability. The Rambam over there in Sifal argues. The Rambam has the yesh emrim. The b'mavi eini chaylon chayis vein dinen elu amurim rak bechata. These halachas that we say that one has the ability to prevent someone from opening up a store. These halachas are limited after where it's mamish bechatzeret. Even though some people, you know, feel that it bothers them. Someone opens up a store in the neighborhood, feels can take away from the, you know, sort of residential, you know, aspect of the neighborhood that now people are coming and going. But lemaisa, the halacha, the mechaber paskins that if you live in a mobi she'ena mefulish, which is the middle dagger, then you have the ability to go ahead and to prevent him. And even on that, there are ma'agas and holds that the only time, the only store that you could prevent from opening up in your neighborhood is dafka where you have a shared chatzah with him, then you have the ability to stop him from opening it. But in absence of that, one has a right to open up a store, and even though there is going to be a little more traffic there, there is going to be some parking issues, still one would not have the right to prevent the person from opening up that store. Now there is, I saw one chiddush from Remendel Shafran, big dying in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to say that today the situation changed, and one has the ability to be ma'akev even in a mavu. And he's going in a case which is probably from the most dine Torah, which deal with this issue of making noise. He's going in a case where someone wants to open up a simcha hall. Now, a wedding hall, and obviously there's a tremendous amount of hezek that comes with it. A lot of people coming, they come late at night, people are going into their cars, out of their cars, you hear the door is closing, even if you don't hear the noise of the actual chasana, they're able to keep that in. But even outside of it, it spills over. People, when they go outside after the chasana, some schmoozing, they don't realize that it disturbs the neighbors. There's obviously a tremendous hezek which comes as a result of a wedding call, I would say even not the dafka wedding call, any call that there is in a neighborhood, it definitely creates a very strong amount of noise and nechnosa v'yotzim. So now, can you be ma'akev him or not? So Remendel Shafran went to the Taina. So now, if you learn the halacha kapshuta, he has his own, it's a mavi. Let's go to mavi that's mafulish. It's a mavi that's open on both sides. So if you learn the halacha kapshuta, say the concept of kol, which is a stamacholik, if you can be ma'akev, and even the concept of bringing outsiders in, but makom where it's in a public street, where there's no, the people have a right to be there anyway, they have no right to go ahead and to be ma'akev and to prevent them from coming there because it's not the one chatzar. Memelo, the one would be able to make the argument and say that one has the right to open up such a hall and we can't prevent it. So he wants to say that this nishtana, the way, the situation of the layout of the way things are today are different than the way it was then. He wants to be mechadish that Chazal, this, what they said, Mavi, that's what Chazal were Mishayer, what's considered a Hezek and what's not considered a Hezek was B'yameyem. And Akol Nitin Lafi Dor V'Dor to understand to what's a Mazik, what's not a Mazik. And he says, Puk Chazi, that Patish and Rechayim today, if they would have these machines running, it would be stronger noise than the Chos and the Yitz. And he wants to say that this whole Locho, now, Tanis Dayit is a tremendous Chiddish, and Purish, I think, in the Rajbuch Lakert. The Rajbah is being a raya that noise is not a mazik. He says, even though, and what's his raya? His raya is, because you see that mechotzer acheres, you have no right to be ma'akev. And his loshen is, he says that he wants the ability, his whole raya, one of the rayas that he brings, that koil is not by itself a mazik, is because he says, mechotzer acheres, obviously makes a difference from where they're entering. But in noise, chatzah acheres, you can have a lot of noise from another chatzah. Zog the Rajba, afal pikein, Chazal didn't answer it. So you see, clearly the Rajba's naming on the Vada, there was a sort of a disturbance from the noise, and still we weren't able to mark it, to say that it was a shtana today, it's a tremendous chiddush. I saw a tshuva from Rav Ozner, who names on Puntaket. He says that even a mavi, that the mechaber paskins, that a mavi she'ena mefulish, that if it's a dead end street, that you would have the ability to prevent someone from opening up a store, he goes the other way. He says it used to be that they had a sort of a shutfas when the streets were sort of like owned and a mavi was jointly owned by the people on today, where it's a public street, where everyone knows the ownership of the street. He says even a mavi she'ena mefulish, one would not have the ability to go ahead and to be ma'akev someone from opening up a store, even though he's bringing the chnas and b'yaitzin, because since you don't own anything in that mavi she'ena mefulish, you have no right to be ma'akev. So he goes to the other way and saying that hayayim, not only don't you have the ability to be ma'akev in a mavi, you don't even have the ability to be ma'akev in a mavi she'ena mefulish.
Why? Why
into my property, right? Because what's the reason why? Let's go coil. Coil, what's the reason why I can't be ma'aka? Because it's not considered a disturbance. So now what is considered a disturbance is when he's going through my property. The whole chesaron that we have in the Mishnah, the chanush shebechatzli yechel ma'akev, is dafka because he's using something which is jointly, which we have a joint right to. However, here, if it's not, we don't jointly own the mavi, so he's not doing anything. The chesaron the yaitz, and they're using the street. He's not doing anything to my property. The same way you have a right to use that street, he has a right to use that street, and it's considered a normal usage to have a store. It's not considered to have a normal usage if you're bringing that, the people that are coming to the store are coming through that individual's property. But as long as you're not coming through anything which belongs to him, or anything that he has a shaychus to, you have no ability to stop him because that's the rights, the same way you have rights, you know, to enjoy peace and quiet. He also has a right to have a store. And his rights to have a store and to use his property in the way he wants to use it supersedes the rights that even if you are going to get this, not saying that you won't get so disturbed, you might get disturbed, but that doesn't mean that it's enough of a, that you have enough of a right to be able to prevent him from being able to open up that store. Hezekiah is something else. Hezekiah is that he's looking, his thing is overlooking into my thing, so it's directly damaging, because Riyah is considered, Riyah is one mazik, and Riyah Chazal understood, and that's learned out, that Riyah is considered a mazik. Koil is not considered a mazik. Again, each thing you have to take, every issue in this case, it could be hetik if there's Riyah, there's the chnos of the yaitz, and there's koil. Each thing by itself, you have to see as to whether or not Chazal understood that this is something which is enough to justify that it's considered a mazik or not. Riyah is considered a mazik, even though he's technically in his own four walls, but he's looking into my rishos, that Chazal understood that it is considered a mazik. Noise, even if it's coming into my property, is not considered a mazik. So Chazal defined as to which things are nichlal and called a mazik, and which things are not considered a mazik. So once Chazal understood it's not a mazik, then the male have a right to do it, to do it his own right. But for Chotzer, that understood he has no right to do it. That's not, you're right, correct. But Lamaisa, he says not like that. So Ravozna was the one who wrote that shuvah. So we got that. One second. You want to add a card? I'll get that in a second. No, because this is a limitation. This svarta was saying is a limitation to dafka the hezek of nechnas of yaitzin, which is gebait on the fact that this is a mazik only because that's if it's not a mazik. What makes it a mazik is that he's passing through my something that I have a shayches to. That's what makes it into a mazik. If he does it in his own private thing, then he has no the etzim considered a mazik. That's the chil. But Lamaisa, the Ravoz is the one who writes that I'm even a malvishayim. I'm a foolish. But Lamaisa, I saw a tshuva from him. It's a psak. Psak Bezdin, that was the one of the Kaiptim. Again, I don't know all the details of what happened during that case, to know to sell too. But he had a case over there where they had someone to open up a simcha hall in Bnei Brak was, and obviously the neighbors were up in arms, they wanted to prevent it. So he has a whole list over there of tinayim that he made with the people who were trying to open the hall. They couldn't have any music past 11. No cars were allowed to go onto the block. The buses had to park a few blocks away. He made a whole list of rules and regulations as to what that hall could do. So you see, even though technically learned the Mishnah Kapshuta, so we want to go through a svara as to tackle what would the svara be to take a straight case where it's, you know, to the regular person would be considered a mazik as to whether or not we could have a svara to prevent someone from opening up a hall sort of in the area where Zichashter, the neighbors. The third is svara, one of the svaras that you could use, and I saw a few people say like this, is a svara that we learned this week about Echela. And it's Gabaitan, the Chuvasiri Vash brings a Gemara in Babasra. The Gemara in Babasra says like this, if Yosef Havalu Hani Tulai, they have an Osi, Hani Tulai, Osi Umna Vyasvit Isayu. If Yosef had his trees, his day trees, next to a place where people used to be makers now. So the people, I guess, it seems like from the Gemara, that these umnim, these people who did this as a parnasa, that they were makers dam, it seems like they just let the blood, there was something, it was just laying on the floor. I'm not sure exactly what the metzias over there was. But the metzias was that the birds used to come, they were attracted by this blood, and they used to come to this, where these people were doing this bloodletting, and they used to, you know, I guess, drink the dam or splash it, and they used to go on to replace these trees, and they used to sit over there, and the tzmarim used to get full of dam. So it says, Rabbi Yossi told them that he wants to be ma'akid them, they have to go ahead and to move this that they had of bloodletting away from his property. So the Gemara asks the question. So he says that he was ma'akav them. The Gemara asks the question that it's only a grumma. So the Gemara says the grumma and the zaken is also asa. You weren't really ma'azik over there. All you did was you made blood, and the blood attracted the birds. You didn't bring the birds, but even that, the grumma and the zaken is asa. So the Gemara has a question about achzik lahu. It seems like these people were these umdim that were doing this akazas dam were there for a while, and the Gemara has a question that they're considered a mochzik. So the Gemara says that there's no chazokah in the zaken. The Gemara asks the question on that it's only by kutcher besakise, which is a very strong type of hezek. You had oshin or besakise. The Gemara obviously then was not the way we have it today, so it's a tremendous hezek to have that next to your property. So the Gemara says, enechanami, you're right. A person be'etzim could be machzik in doing a damage, sort of a damage to his neighbor, unless it is like kutcher besakise, which is a tremendous hezek. But the Gemara says an exception to this. I'm a nina daite, I'm an ispinus, and it seems like a regular person this wouldn't have necessarily bothered at the fact there was a little dam on these trees, but to him it was a tremendous hezek, and he says that since to me it's considered a damage, even though klapi developed, it's not considered a tremendous damage, we have to dan the individual person, and if to this individual person this is considered a tremendous damage to him, we're going to prevent the neighbor from being able to do his akazas dam, because since the blood is going to end up in his rishos, it's going to cause a hezek to him, and we consider this a tremendous hezek, because to this particular person it's considered a hezek. Zokter Yivash. Yivash quotes a Rashba. Rashba says like this. Huh? Well, the Moyle wouldn't hope that the dam doesn't come from one chatzah to the next chatzah, but it could be, it would be okay anyway for different reasons. We'll see that according to the Hazanish. Huh? Mitzvah, the other Shavar Soso, it could be mitzvah. Okay. So, but the Rajab says like this, the Chosav Rajba, and the Rajab says, Mehosha Milan, Chomi Shenoida Umuchzik, She'eni Yachal Lispuk, Nezek Echad Yidua. So the Rajab, and this is a very important, the Rajba says, and he's learning off the Gemara of Yosi, he says, the Chomi Shenoida Umuchzik, She'eni Yachal Lispuk, Nezek Echad Yidua. He has to be Muchzik, that someone can't come with a claim that he has next door to him, the person is, actually had a few days entire about this, but the person is, there's a stench coming out of the person's apartment, and mamash bothers him, he can't live over here, it really bothers him. So the Rashba likes to, it has to be muchzik she'eni yachal lispo nezek echad. I mean, sometimes people get the fight with the neighbors and just claim that, oh, I'm an ispinus for this, and it bothers me, he has to move away. It has to be something that's real. I guess today we can understand that if someone has dam and sitting all over your property, that's something that could bother. But it has to be something that's chenoido muchzik she'eni yachal lispo nezek zeh. I mean, then zok the Rashba, ein lecha zokok yadar geisif. You can't be machzik on someone something that is considered a normal thing that someone, again, it's obviously not that it bothers everyone. It just has to be something which we can understand that someone should have a particular, this particular thing should bother him. If it's muchzik and we understand that a person should have such a repulsion to this such a thing, then we'll be able to stop a neighbor from being able to continue having his business, even though the Rav Moshe points out that it could be cost a lot of money over here. He's getting a little fanimous from there. The person has set up a whole business over here, and he has to go ahead and to move that whole business someplace else. It doesn't make a difference. If we could establish that really you're being mazik someone, and even though he's being an istinus in that, we're able to move away someone's business from close to your property, Avivai, it's considered that he's being mazik you. As of the Rivash, he saw from this Gemara that any time someone's coming with a taina, so Zayin that the Hezek is Kol Rechayim and Kol Patash. Let's say the Hezek, as we mentioned earlier, that Rei Rishonim, this is not considered a Mazik. Someone's making a lot of noise in his apartment, and he's banging away. To a regular person, it could be it's not such a Mazik. But this person comes and Tainas, to me it's making me sick. I'm a Chayla from this. The person's banging and banging and banging. I have no Menucha from it. And I have a tremendous headache from it. I can't be serverless. Zok the Rivash, if he Tainas that he's a Chayla, based on this, on the sugya of Rav Yosef, based on the fact that we say that someone could taina an istinus, and this particular thing is making me very sick. Anytime someone comes with a taina, and even though it by itself is not considered a mazik, it's kolor chaim, kolor patish, if he reaches the darga where he's saying that it's making him sick, then one has a right to go ahead and to be ma'akav. And the Ramah paskins like this, the Ramah paskins, אפילו the Rama Paskin that noise the whole mash eichel base the chanusa base afilu had chila in the limchus. I have no right to have chila to go ahead and to stop someone from making noise. So the Rama at the end of Siv Beis v'dafke b'nei olim bruyim avelam him chaylam v'akol mazak lam yichaylam limchus. This whole halacha that we learned up until this point that someone has a free rein, he's able to make a noise in his chutz, in his own house, and even if it's disturbing his neighbor, the neighbor has no right to go into ma'aseh. That's limited to if the person next door is a well person. But if the person is a chayla, and a chayla over here does not mean that it's going to cause him really, really to be sick. It means a gerim is something that a person can be civil. And I saw true for Ramosha, I put it in over there. Ramosha has a case where someone, and again, this is obviously today's day and age, I don't know if so many people have the shayla, but what happens is Ramosha's true was written more than 30 years ago. But it was sort of the derech and certain bot in the joshim. They used to let smoking in the base marriage. So a few people came with a taina that the smoke is causing me a tremendous amount of tzar. If someone who smokes, him it doesn't bother him, but someone who doesn't smoke, generally it's not geschmack for that person. So do you have a right to be ma'akev in the Beis Medrash to the people who are smoking or not? So obviously, Ramosha Dan's at the end that secondhand smoke is dangerous, but even absence of all the tainas that it's mamish chol, Zokter Ramosha, and he brings this Gemara over here, and says it causes tzar to another person. He says, since it's a normal thing that this would cause tzar to another person, one would have a right to go ahead and to be ma'ak of the person, even though you could say, listen, I'm doing a regular thing, but since it's called a tzar to the other person, based on this Gemara of the istinus, he can call himself an istinus, and you have a right to ma'akev someone from going ahead and to smoke in a base medrash. And the Rebbe says, who adin, if it would be two houses next to each other, and the person, the smoke from one person's house would be disturbing the other person in his apartment, labdafka, he says in the base medrash, Rebbe says, I guess it's not shchiach that the smoke should be so. Maybe in a apartment building you could have this, but a person would have a taina that the smoke is causing him a tremendous tsar. He would have a right to be ma'akev him, and even though without the nafchayil astam, the tsar that the person is being gerir with him, would have a right to ma'akev based on this gemara which we learned from Rabbi Yosef. No, he's saying it could be istnas in a kol as well. Right, that's got the enechanami, but who says that's a chayla? For one time thing, you're gonna get sick. Let's say he's saying what?
He says
an istis, but you're gonna get sick. There could be such a tzar. Enechanami, we got it. He could leave, right? Well, also, I don't have to move. It's true. This does play a role. Okay, give me a few minutes, and we'll get it. So basically, what we're saying is that everything that we learned up until this point changes dramatically. Because once you have this concept that a chayla has a right to be ma'akev, and now it's really subject, and what's called, how far do you take this, the concept of chayla? How far do you take this concept? So I take a saw, not the case of sukkah, but someone wants to say if someone's making shavu brachas late at night, I saw a tshuva from Eimek HaMishpat HaHeintegev, from Rav Kayim, from Yitzchol. He wants to say, there's a chayla on this, and he says in the skablu, the hayrah, that any time someone's doing something very late at night, he would have a right to say this concept of chayla, and he wants to stop someone from have a shev brachas late at night, or any type of thing that you're doing anytime it's late at night, and he's a chiddush even on a one-time thing, he says, that's considered a chayla. That's very, other posts can argue, saying, in times of Chazal, the whole Mishnah doesn't mention a word about chayla. You have to shel to another Gemara about a chayla. Now, obviously it was disturbing, any ochalisha, mikayla, and who had in the sefer, he was complaining that he couldn't sleep. So over there, so he wants to say that no, today is Shvachar Adairis and Mamela, we have a right to Ma'akev. If someone's not going to be able to sleep that night, the next day he's going to be grumpy and he's going to be all upset. Mamela have a right to Ma'akev. Another guy, so there's a chuva back and forth, he's right stand back, which is and you think then when they didn't sleep, they would have happy people. I'm like, you know, it's very hard to know where to draw the line. But I think that much we could accept that a hall, which is a simcha hall next door to you, which, you know, if it's like a chasen hall, it could be like over 100 nights in the year that so they're having a chasen, and the kol is very late at night, and it's something that could really be mazik you. So l'chayru, we could apply the yisoid, that's considered a chayla, and even though it's michotza acheres, and even though you have all the other cheshbonis as to why you should not be able to ma'akev him, but one would be able to make the argument that to apply this concept of chayla to this case, a male would be able to ma'akev him from opening up such a thing because he's going to Again, here it's a little tricky because you're making a machayla here. It's already a machayla. But kipshuta, that's one would have a starker mokum to say that one has no right to go ahead and to have such a hole next to a place where people are trying to sleep, based on this fact that a person tiny istinus and you're going to disturb my peace and quiet and you're making me into a machayla. I have a right to go ahead and be ma'akev to you else this nekuda. Now, the shayla, this is opening up. It gets a little. You know, how far do you take this yisoid of chayla to be able to snap someone? An example, which is let me give an example which had such a shiloh. Someone was in the middle of doing construction on this house, and the next door neighbor just had a baby. It was a Syrian, they were very sick. They needed to recuperate, they needed to rest up. And they wanted to say that the neighbor is in the middle of doing construction. Obviously, there's a lot of noise. Even if they come a little later, you know, they came early in the morning and they're there, so even if we would get them to come a little later. But she wants a little peace and quiet. She asked her neighbor to stop construction for a few weeks so that she could rest up, so she's a chayla, and if not, she would have to go someplace else. She felt she had a right to be in her house. And the person should stop doing the construction for a while because she's a chayla. And a chayla, even if it's a chayla chayim, chayla patish, even if it's only noise and it's chatz acheres, a chayla has a right to go be ma'akev. So is she right in this taina or not? Let's go to another example. This case, I think people think maybe, yeah. Let's go to another case. A person, if you take this chayla literally, a person will be able to snap. Let's say someone is a shvach, he's sick, and he's in the middle of recuperating, and the other person has a baby. And the baby cries colicky, it cries late at night. What are you going to do? You're going to say that I'm a chayla. The other person's a chayla, so move out. I have no kids. I'm saying, you know, move the kid. It's making noise. It's disturbing me. You have noise coming from your apartment. It's disturbing me. I'm a chayla. Stop that noise. So obviously there has to be a gvul as to what type of noise we're going to say that you have to stop for this. So the Chazon Ish learns like this. Chazon Ish learns that the Rav Ash said, that a chayla's rights supersedes the rights of someone to be able to make noise in his house, is dafka when it's a tashmish rogel in the house. When it's ain't a rogel to do this in the house. But if it's a type of a thing that I'm doing in my house, which is rogel, a person has a baby, and the baby cries at night. That's a tashmish rogel. It's something that I'm allowed to do in my house. And even if someone else is a chayla and he wants to stop me from being able to do that, I've there's no such thing because I have a right to use my house in a normal way. I had recently someone was complaining that his upstairs neighbor was walking late at night and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, he's walking around and it's waking him up. Another person was taking a broom and banging it up. The guy said, listen, you can keep on banging, you're just going to make a hole in the wall. But after that, you have no right to be marked. Because as long as I'm doing something which is a regular, normal thing to do in a house, avada zot chazanish, that won't be a right vaka. Now, construction is not something that's a regular occurrence, it doesn't happen every single day, but it's chayru should also be nichol asur from Yitzchak Zilberstein. He taka says that the construction would be considered a regular occurrence. It's something that happens that's the normal course of when someone has a house, either sometimes it's construction. So we limit that the chayla's ability to be ma'akev someone is dafka b'chiyah gavna, where someone's doing something which in this particular area and in this particular place, this is not the norm to be done, then one would have a right to go ahead and to be ma'akev someone from doing it based on the svara of chayla. But assuming the person's doing something which is regular and normal in this area and in a regular hishtamshus of a house, one would have no right to go ahead and to be ma'akev some of them doing it. So that's the case. That's one. Right. So that's right. So I can hear very strong that to make the argument that could be wrong. I'm not clear in that. I'm not saying that I would agree. I could hear someone making the argument that that's considered a normal ashtamshus. Sometimes in a house, you make if a guy does it, say it, then obviously not. But if someone wants to one time do a thing, I could hear someone making the argument and that would be considered a normal ashtamshus house. But again, it could be it's normal ashtamshus to make the shavuot that's over 11 o'clock. You want to have one that runs till 2, then maybe not. So, each case, it might be a little different. If you're having a shabbat that runs to 11 o'clock at night, I think that would be an acceptable thing. Now, again, if your neighbor is a chayla, avada, you have to take that into consideration. I'm not saying you might be able to get away with it, but avada is a concept of, if someone's else is sick, and you have to take into account the fact that you'll be disturbing him. But at the point of view, you want to know if it's not this halacha, if you want to run a shevrach and you're ending at a reasonable, normal time, b'chayra, that would be nichol on what the Chazon Ish said, that it's a normal ishtamshus of a house to make a shevrach once in a while, and one would have no right to be ma'akev just based on the fact that there's a chayla living next door. But what, now let's go in a case where it's not a normal Ishtamshus. There's one other limitation of that of the Chaznish. Let's say someone is in this case, someone's making he sells sandwiches. And he has in his house, he made all different types of sandwiches, he has peanut butter there and other things that someone else is allergic to. And his next door neighbor wants him to stop having this because of the smell of it, and it bothers him, and the fact that it's so much that it reaches his apartment and the kids are allergic to it. What would be in such a case? So here we have a case where it's not a normal ishtamshus in a house, not normal in a house to have this vast amount of this type of let's say peanut butter in his house that's going to share it to the other person. But meidach gisa, so now anytime someone has a kid that's allergic to this, they could stop everyone from the person's there for the past 15 years running his business. Could he stop him and tell him that he has to go ahead and to move out from there or not? Let's say another case. Let's say a person wants to bring in, a third person is making noise in his apartment, and the person has older parents who now he wants to move them into his apartment. Could he go and move them into his apartment and say, listen, they're chaylam in my apartment now. I want you to shut down your business because they're staring my parents. So this is a machlokes achrenim. The Nesiva seems to say that a case where a person is a bari and then later became sick, he would have a right, even at a later point, to prevent someone, to stop someone from doing something which is going to be mazikin based on the svara of chayla. The Pesachoshen says that the Nesiva is only talking about where a person lived there first. It says that the Pesachoshen is talking about where I was next door to this person, I was there first, another person came and opened up a store next door to me. Then, at a later point, I became a chayla where it was staring me. So as long as I lived there first, then the other person would have a right to prevent the other person from closing down. But if I moved into a place, I go move it next to a place where a person had his store there, or had his chayla over there, and I move next to him, then the nesivus would be meidel that you would have no right to be ma'akev. Chazanish? They were muhsik, but it doesn't mean that he wasn't there first. He became an istanis later. You see that even though they were muhsik on it, still have a right to make it good. But you don't see that the fact that he was there, who was there first? He's saying that there had to be Rabbi Yosef was there first. Rabbi Yosef lived there first. And at one point it became a nina daita, it became so hard than that. You're jumping a right to that spot of the Chosheim because you see that it was achsik lehu. That's okay. Okay. But Lamaisa the Chaznish holds that even that one is not right to be ma'akad. Chaznish is a tremendous chiddush. Chaznish says that any time a chayla, that the whole halacha which we're saying over here, that the Ramah says that a chayla is yachal limchis and to prevent his neighbor from making noise and asam yaitzin and whichever way it is, his only right is if the chayla was there before and a person's coming now new to the neighborhood and trying to make the noise, then have a right to ma'akad. But if the person was there really before, and then the chayla, if someone became a chayla later, I have no right to make it. According to the Chazanish, it severely limits the application of using this Ramah to dafka b'chi ha'gavne, where the person lived there before and was already a chayla before. Not only that he lived there before, he was a chayla in that area, and right when I came to open up my shop and to make noise, right then and there, it was already being ma'akif him, then I have a right to ma'akif him. Absence of that, look, the Chazanish, don't move next to a place where there's going to be noise. And even if you moved there when you were well, the fact that you became sick is your problem, and I don't have to be ma'akev. His chayr is arguing on the sensei. Says machloekas over here again. This is going to be this is not clear what who's the muhsik, and this is the board and who's the muhsik. There's another svara to would limit the halacha of applying this chayla to a regular case.